Josh mentioned a couple weeks ago that you're still going to be doing a little both ways. Has that been happening? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, you know, just coming in and learning to a lot of information on my plate right now. You know, as you can imagine, two new systems, offense and defense, and just plugging away, trying to get a grasp on both of them as much as I can.
So when you're trying to learn two systems, what's like a typical day like for you? I
come here and I go to a linebacker meeting, and then I spend some time with the running backs, and Coach Turner has been great, and Wing's been great, just helping me out when they get time with me, and they both just give me as much information as they think I can handle. And then at home with myself, I pick up one book and I get as much as I can out of it, and then I get the other one and get as much as I can out of it, and go like that day in and day out.
Which new system has been more difficult to pick up?
You know, defense for me is a little more natural, just because I've been playing all my life and in college and stuff, so you can relate. I feel like I have a lot more to relate from my past. And offense, it's almost better too, because I come in, it's clean and everything. You know, I don't have anything related to, so I just, you know, memorize it and go ahead.
So with the linebacker spot, are you playing inside?
Yeah, right now. I mean, that can always change. We're just, you know, you learn all of them, and then wherever they put you, they put you.
Are you more comfortable in that weak side or the strong side inside?
Either or. You know, inside's inside, and if you know what you're doing, you most of the time know what the other guy's doing.
Did you have any experience with a 3-4?
High school, yeah, but the game's different.
What's it like on the field? I know studying, you can, you know, kind of bone up on both sides, but when you're on the field, you kind of got to split things up. How's that been?
Yeah, you just do the best you can, and that's kind of all they expect out of me. You know, I do the best I can, and when I'm with the offense, I focus on the offense, and that changes week to week, you know. Just trying to get as comfortable as I can in both positions, our main goal.
So you're more tired than all the other guys?
No. It's the same. I don't get any more, you know, less reps than anybody else.
Does it make it easier that you kind of had to learn an offense and defensive system, a new one coming out of college last year, so it's like both happy?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just kind of more, I feel like I'm a rookie again, definitely, with the new system and learning it and trying to apply it in there. It definitely is bringing me back.
So for you personally, how much have you changed? Or what are the biggest things you've learned, I guess, now not being a rookie?
You know, I think the biggest thing is the season's very, very long, and especially looking at last year, where you're playing or what you're doing today can change. So you don't get... I don't get too up and I don't get too down. Like when I was a rookie, I'd get really down and I'd get really up, you know, if good things happen and bad things happen. And so I think I've just learned to keep my emotions a lot more level and stable. And like I said, don't get too up when things are up, and don't get way down in the dumps, because they can change quickly.
What was your feeling when Josh came on board and said that he would continue kind of doing this dual role for you? Were you, you know, eager to continue doing that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it worked out well last year, and I was excited about it, you know, just that he was able to look last year and decide to keep me on and give me a chance is exciting. So whatever they have me do, I'm excited about it, and I'll do my best with it.
Was there any point where you thought maybe I'll just be linebacker, you know, or one side or the other?
You know, I didn't know, especially when they brought in the new coach, and I didn't know, and I didn't expect anything. And whatever is given, I'll take it. You know.
What about special teams? Are you also doing any?
Oh, definitely. I think every player has a responsibility to contribute there, and especially when that's the philosophy here. You know, our special teams have to be good, and every player is contributing there.
So do you have to spend part of your time, you know, offense, defense, and then a little sliver of it, you know, on the special teams aspect?
Yeah, they set it aside. I mean, the special teams is set aside every day in practice, and so, you know, when special teams time comes, I'm, you know, a special teams player, regardless of what, you know, whatever phase of the game we're doing.
What units are you expecting to be on?
You know, there's four core units, and you can expect to be on any of them: punt, punt return, kickoff return. Those core units, you can expect to be on those every, you know.
Do you ever feel like you're spreading yourself thin, or do you not have that? No,
you really don't, you know, because the coaches are they look and they see what you can handle, what you can't, and once you can't handle it, they cut it back. You know, they're very, they've been doing this for a long time, and they know how much a player can take. And I haven't felt like I've gotten, you know, spread out.
Well, Have you, I mean, most guys when they're in college or especially in high school, do you know, jack of all trades. Do you feel like you're kind of, you know, doing that just at this level? Like, you've been doing it all your life?
Not quite, because in high school you're never coming off the field, you know. And here there's a lot of different packages. You know, there's base, there's nickel, there's dime on defense, and then there's two backs on offense, and then there's a lot of one back, you know. So in the high school, if a player was doing that most of the time, he was either the starting tailback, starting line. Now you're going both ways. You're never coming off the field. And it's not like that, you know, because there's so many different packages and different things you do week in and week out that, you know, that there's a reason why guys don't do that.
Seems like this group of linebackers is going to look a lot different. Obviously, new bodies. Can you just talk about what this group is like? Chemistry-wise.
Great guys. You know, everybody knew from last year, and there's a lot of them, are just awesome people, first and foremost. And I think that's what, especially at linebacker, there's a lot of camaraderie, and it's a lot of personality, guys that want to do the right things, and that's kind of the character of the team, right, you know, or the linebackers right now.
How have they showed that?
Just, you know, there's no, you just feel part of things, and that's how I felt from day one, and I think that's the type of guys we got at linebacker.
Have you learned anything from Andre Davis yet?
Absolutely. He's a very, you know, he was one of the guys right away. He's a great note taker. I looked at him. He's been playing for a long time, and he's played, you know, this type of defense, but he's in there taking notes as much as anybody, and showing me his notes, and especially when I go do an offensive meeting, come back, he's there to help me and looking out for me. So, yeah, he's definitely, you can see why he's been so successful.
Him and DJ kind of still going to be the leaders of that.
You know, I think the leaders, you know, obviously you see them, and the guys stand out. And then the farther this thing goes into, your leaders will rise and start developing more and more. I feel a little bit more, you know, I can't say I feel like a veteran, but I feel like I've been around and been through one show, and so I don't feel as new, but like I said, I still do feel like a rookie.
Thank you, Spencer.